You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Charlie Parker, At the Roost, leads us off.
No. Thank you.
There's Roy Haynes' Little Leona from October 1954. It's off a package on the Emercy label called Busman's Holiday. Track was actually recorded in Stockholm with a Swedish band and included Sahib Shahab on baritone, Roy Haynes on drums, and I won't undress myself on stage by trying to pronounce the names of all the Swedish players. Little Leona, Roy Haynes. Rounds out an extended set. Let me grab the laundry list and see if we can remember what we played. We started out Charlie Parker, Bird at the Roost, on the Savoy label. This was a performance from March 1949, Slow Boat to China. Charlie Parker, alto, Kenny Dorham, trumpet, Milt Jackson, vibes, Al Haig, piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Then we followed up with Jackie McLean. I think we played this just a month or two ago. This is from October of 1955. It's You or No One. Package on the Ad Lib label. New Traditions was the package. Jackie McLean on alto, Donald Byrd trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Ronald Tucker on the drums. Then we listened to Stan Getz teamed with Chet Baker. This goes back to February of 1958, a package called Stan Meets Chet, and I'll Remember April. Stan Getz on tenor, Chet Baker trumpet, Jody Christian piano, Victor Sprouls on bass, Marshall Thompson on drums. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a Chicago rhythm section. It was recorded here in Chicago. Then we listened to Stan Getz during the bossa nova craze, a thing called Corcovado, which, if it's pronounced correctly, you'd understand it. Hunchback is what it interprets to in English, and actually named after a mountain in Brazil. Corcovado from March 1963. It was found originally on the Getz Gilberto LP on the Verve label. I happen to have it on a 4-CD set, Stan Getz, the Bossa Nova Years, on the Verve label. I remember this because my old pal, jazz disc jockey Neil Tessa, wrote the liner notes to this, and he won a Grammy Award for his liner notes. Corcovado, Stan Getz. Then Bill Evans from January 1973 from a package called Tokyo Concert. Yesterday I Heard the Rain, it's on the Fantasy label, Bill Evans piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, Marty Morrell on the drums. And we wrapped it up with Roy Haynes and Little Leona, recorded in Stockholm from 1954. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, I'm Steve. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs from roughly 1944 through 1964. And let's start this second set with Dizzy Gillespie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clark Terry from February 1959, The Swinging Chemise. It's off a package called Top and Bottom Brass on the Riverside label. Clark Terry on trumpet, Don Butterfield tuba, Jimmy Jones piano, Sam Jones bass, Art Taylor on the drums. We started the set with Dizzy Gillespie, Smoke Signals. It's off a package on the Verve label, The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. Dizzy on trumpet, Henry Coker, trombone, Gigi Grice, alto, Benny Golson on tenor, Pee Wee Moore, baritone, Ray Bryant on piano, Tommy Bryant, bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. Then we had Ahmad Jamal at the Alhambra and Snowfall from June 1961, Ahmad Jamal piano, Israel Crosby bass, and Vernell Fournier on the drums. And that brought us around to Clark Terry. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're here each week. Program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We'll be back to do it again next week. We'll let you lick the spoon here for this last minute with Dodo Marmarosa.